Welcome to season 7. Actually, we're doing an introduction today. I'm Francesca Alexander, and we have just completed our bonus seasons, episodes 32 through 42. The last 2 months were on warp speed. I had to stop the podcast and go inward for some recovery and recalibration and to affirm what I really want to do and what I really was meant to do. I know that I was meant to do much more. It was time to listen inward and intuitively understand what I needed to do next. So back in May, I created the last podcast, which was the bonus season. It was a hard one. It was really raw. It's the episode 42 just before this one. I think it's important to recognize the rawness of racial trauma and my responsibility to voice that as a woman of color and really start to broaden that conversation. I've really still, even here, even now in 2020, struggled to find people to connect with and honestly talk about some of the things that women of color or people of color face, including things like, I don't see color. That in itself is actually, I don't know if you know this, but it can really trigger a lot for us. It also means that you dismissed everything that we as a people have been going through. And it's really important not to say stuff like that. But again, a lot of self-reflection, trying to figure out how that plays a role in a business podcast. And really, because I am an entrepreneur, I get to create a lifestyle and who I want to be and what type of work I want to produce. With that said, I really felt I just needed to reflect and reset, and that needed a period of time to really develop. You know, it's so funny because I always say this in a group of women that are really hard on themselves in particular. The story was when I was in Los Angeles and I went to a industry party. At the time I was a makeup artist, that was trying to get into, doing a lot more of the, television work that was out there, in particular pilot season. And I would go out to these parties and to these places where you can kind of mingle with people. And I really overheard someone shut things down when they were asked about like, oh, well, what are you working on? And, you know, I haven't seen your work in a while. What are you doing? And it was part of a poking and prodding thing to see what this person can get out of them. At the same time, this person was, I guess, in some sort of developmental role, and he kept on repeating something that I still take to heart and really use in even this part of my career. And while they were poking and prodding him and finding out, what is it that you do? What are you working on? Who do you know? What relationship of studios do you have? And all of this, just trying to pull out what was going on. And he said, well, he was working on a script, but they really, again, were just relentless in trying to figure out what exactly he was working on. He completely turned around and just looked at them dead in the face. I remember because I was kind of veering from the corner of my eye and just going, it's in development, and completely shut it down. So in development, if it's in development, it takes time to, you know, really develop and to be nurtured and to be created. And a lot of it, this particular for me, I would think that I'm inherently a creative person. This is a lot of soul wrenching creative work, doing a podcast, because I'm putting myself out there. And a lot of the times that I hear it or I re-listen to it when I'm editing, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to hear it. Sometimes I actually put it together and just hear the bits and pieces at the beginning and the end, and I don't listen to the middle. But it's important that we're out there and that we're sharing not only our ideology to really fold in our work into the rest of the world, but also really share what we're doing that, you know, takes us to that goalpost, that makes us, you know, excited about waking up. So in this season 7 of the Hustle and Glow podcast, we go back to basics. Whether you're running a business and seeking self-care techniques to survive entrepreneurship, overwhelm, or just a moment to remember that you're not in this alone. Your business journey, this space is for you. I'm committed to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights that will empower you on the road to authentic business wellness. Now, I know that's a lot. When I wrote it, I was like, what does that mean? I want us to be well. I want us to be healthy. I want our bodies to be first and our businesses to be second. I want and wish that we discuss some more mental health issues. And especially if you're an entrepreneur, a lot of the times we do our businesses alone or we're using some really talented virtual assistants that are not exactly our therapists. Now, this podcast is absolutely not therapy. It's just to remind you that you're not alone and that we together are going to build an authentic business wellness platform. And that's a big thing. We're ready to all just move on and carry on to things that are important to us and really flourish in business the only way that women truly can, together. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to bring you this next season. This is the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander.